You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listen, your next chance coming up at 11:30 with Shannon right here at Denver's Mix 100. Time for a trending report. Let's get the bad news out of the way.
Okay.
It was a horrible night for Denver sports teams. The Nuggets lost in Orlando. And then the Avalanche got blasted by Toronto. That score was 8-3. The Avs gave up 8 goals.
Man.
Dang.
What's going on there?
They don't get to cry about for very long because they now move 300 miles to the northeast to play Montreal tonight. That's good. You know, after a whooping like that, you want to get back on the ice, you know, and redeem yourself.
That's right.
You don't want to have to sit around and wait for a few days like the Nuggets have to do because they don't play again until Saturday in New York. If you're worried about putting on pounds during the holidays, there's a new study that says you should eat prunes.
Mmm, delicious.
Use those to snack on between meals. And if you do that, they say you'll feel less hungry throughout the day and you'll eat fewer calories when you do get to your next meal.
Yeah.
Because of the prunes.
You're full of prunes. Now, does prune juice work as well, or just you got to go in all in with the prune? You got to chew.
I would think you've got to go in because I think they want all that fiber and stuff that's
in
there.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of the old Saturday Night Live commercial. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Oops, I Crapped My Pants.
Oh.
Look it up today if you're bored.
Some celebrity stuff. Every time we see Will Smith or Jada Pinkett, they're talking about very intimate details of their personal
lives.
They're
spilling dirty laundry.
You know what? They share. They're oversharers.
I don't like it.
They really are.
I don't like it.
They're totally overshares. Well, now there's this guy named Dexter who started an online petition, which is called Stop Interviewing Will and Jada.
It's ruining my image of like Will Smith. I've always
been
a huge fan, and now all this gross stuff is coming out.
Gross stuff.
And I don't want to watch the latest Bad Boys sequel now.
Oh, no.
Right?
He was looking for to get 10,000 people to sign it. As of last night, they were at 9,400 signatures already, so they will fly past that. And a lot of people are commenting on there, thanking him for putting that up. One person said, everything I learned about this couple is against my will. Free us.
Yeah, it's true. It's forced on you.
Funny. And then lastly, for those of you who are big fans of that old TV show Golden Girls... I never saw an episode of that, but I have friends who say it's the greatest ever. Anyway, they're putting together the first ever fan gathering. They're calling it Golden Con. And then you'll like this joke, Jeremy. It's Golden Con. Thank you for being a fan.
Yeah, it's their song.
It's going to be in Chicago in mid to late April, April 22nd. Now, the organizers said they are, quote, working diligently, end quote, to try to get the last surviving Golden Girl, Betty White, to appear somehow. But the thing is, by the time this convention rolls around, she will have hit the century mark. She'll be 100.
Yep.
And she has not been out and about lately. People haven't seen her in a while, so they're saying it's probably a long shot to get her.
She's resting. Leave her alone. She doesn't need to travel.
She doesn't.
For this nonsense.
You know, they could do a video hookup with her, though.
Absolutely.
Tickets, it costs ticket. Cost to get a ticket. Tickets go on sale at the beginning of the year. The website is called thankyouforbeingafan.com. So, if you want to go to that. What else is trending?
Guinness just recognized the world's loudest burp ever produced by a human. And we are talking 112.4 decibels. Did a little research. That is louder than an electric drill or a trombone, mm-hmm. and about equal to a car horn or a concert or sporting event. That high of decibels can actually jack with your hearing after about 30 minutes of straight 112 decibels. But luckily, this guy's quick. His name is Neville Sharp, 51 Neville. Years old. Old Neville.
Old burp, How old is he?
Old burpin' Neville. 51.
Okay.
He says his wife recognized his talent and encouraged him to reach out to the Guinness people. And here's what you get for that.
Oh my God.
Sounds a little bit like a hippopotamus.
You know what it sounds like to me? I'll have you play it again here in a second. It sounds like something is caught in your garbage disposal.
Sounds to me like you have to eat all those prunes trying to lose some of that holiday weight.
Let me ask you, did they say in there what he did to spark it? Because, you know, like some people will swig a Coke or something.
Let me look
fast.
At my Word document here. I don't have anything about that in here.
I'm wondering what he did to kind of spark it.
I didn't dig a whole lot deeper into this story. I mean, you kind of get the gist of it. the previous record stood for over a decade. It was back in, looks like, 2009. Some dude had one at about 110 decibels, and this guy's like, I got you beat, bro.
I wonder if they have male and female categories, because my ex could compete in that.
Which
she used
one?
She used to do, my ex-wife, she could do which massive. One? And when she did it, she would pretend that she was doing the throttle on a motorcycle.
Yes, I love that.
Like she has ape hanger motorcycle, uh-huh. And she would go like that. Yeah. Classy.
That's so good. So good. Why didn't you stay with her, Dom? What happened?
Well, we're still
there?
Very good friends.
That's good. New regulations went into effect this week that's now going to let debt collectors reach out to people through their social media accounts. They're going to be liking your photos on Instagram and sending you messages about how much money you owe on that Camry. There is going to be some rules, though. They can't butter you up with like an eggplant emoji or something to get your attention. That would butter you up. They have to disclose that they are a collector, and they have to offer you an option to opt out of social media messages. So they'll say, hey, I'm a collector, LOL, you owe us money on this credit card. OMG, TTYL, and then you can opt out, I guess. So that's a thing. Are you busy? Are you running around like crazy and you're wondering, man, I wish life would just slow down a little bit for me. When is that going to happen? Well, according to a new survey, the average person expects the pace of life to slow down at the age of 43. So I got about a year before things start slowing down.
So that's what people expect. I wonder if they would go and talk to people who are like in their 60s or something and ask them, when did it slow down?
Yeah, actually, so I don't see things slowing down at 43 at all.
I don't either.
At all. So anyway, that's going on. If you want to dress like your pet, you better head on over to Target. They got a couple brands, Universal Thread and Boots and Barkley. I love that one. They have human and dog matching Sherpa jackets right now. A range of colors. The pictures have been popping up all over social media. The human version is $40, and the Sherpa dog vest is $15. All right. Comes in all different sizes for your little Pomeranians all the way up to your St. Bernards.
You know, everyone who's listening right now, you either know someone who does this or you know someone who would do this. And I know both.
Or you secretly want to do it. But
well,
you don't want to be
go.
Judged
Spend your
by
money
your friends
and you can
and
dress
family.
Like your dog.
The pictures are quite ridiculous. They're all over the
of
internet.
Of course they are.
These people matching with their dogs. But in a weird, twisted way, you know, it's cute too. You know, it's just so ridiculous that it's cute.
If you say so.
It's something. Real quick, here's your Fat America. Mickey D's is bringing back. I didn't know they went away. They're bringing back their festive holiday pies, Dom. They are basically looking like rainbow speckled Hot Pockets. And inside it, vanilla custard. So you can squeeze one of those into your mouth.
Sure.
You're a festive holiday pie.
But eat a prune first.
All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Right now, you can have a chance to spend a night in the Home Alone house. You can live like the McAllisters, thanks to a listing from Airbnb. Now, the reservations are going to open up on Tuesday. You can book the date December 12th. They're only going to let you have one night for some reason. But the big takeaway is while you're in the house, you get to actually set booby traps. Mm. You get to have pizza. You get to meet the tarantula from the movie, and I would imagine they're going to have Home Alone playing on some TV in that house on nonstop repeat for like 24 hours.
I'm sure.
So you can check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
You still haven't seen that, huh?
I haven't seen the movie yet. They're doing this to promote the new one that's coming out.
Oh, it's out.
It's
we already watched
Home,
it.
Home Sweet Home Alone?
Yeah, it's been out for a little while. We watched it. It's crap.